When the revolution started last year on Feb 14, I wasn't one of the protesters, and I was one of the government supporters, actually, because I did not know that we have poor people in Bahrain.
Jihan Kazaruni was an investment banker who lived in a large house and drove a Lexus. She's a Shia Muslim. Most Shias in Bahrain supported the Arab Spring opposition movement, but Kazaruni's class background played a much more important role in her initial reaction to the pro-democracy protests than her religious affiliation.
I was kind of believing what Bahrain TV was airing, that the protesters are having weapons and they are just taking the blood bags from the hospitals and pouring it on themselves to do the propaganda that the protesters are liars. Until one day, I decided just to discover by myself about what's going on the ground.
She visited the Pearl Roundabout, the center of protest. It was packed with tens of thousands of Bahrainis, Shia and Sunni. Kazaruni had a change of heart.
When I reached there on the Pearl Roundabout, I saw something I can't forget it my whole life. I saw how the police were attacking the protesters, unarmed people.
Within days, Kazaruni went from arranging corporate financing to promoting human rights.
It was a very difficult decision for me. After a few days of thinking, I decided to go to Mr. Nabeel Rajab. He's president of Bahrain Center for Human Rights. I went there and asked him that I want to help him and I want to be a member with their center.
Kazaruni well remembers the solidarity of Sunni and Shia in those early demonstrations. But since then, she says, the government has worked hard to divide the country along sectarian lines in order to weaken the opposition. As a prime example, she points to Mahaza, a village not far from downtown Manama. All demonstrations in Bahrain have been banned since last October, but at least once a week, Mahaza residents gather here for peaceful protests. The poor, predominantly Shia area has dusty streets and low-rise concrete houses, a sharp contrast with Manama's glistening skyscrapers. During the day, police set up checkpoints at roads leading to the village, and at night, they raid people's homes. Not so long ago, at 3 in the morning, police surrounded the apartment of Abdullah Al-Mizu, an electrician.
Uniformed police stayed outside. The men who came inside were in civilian clothes and wearing masks. We know they were working for the intelligence services. They called me a bastard. They called me dirty Shia and a terrorist.
Under attack for being Shia, Al-Mizu in turn distrusts Sunni. He says their religion teaches them to hate Shia. Other activists claim that the Sunni version of Islam promotes loyalty to the government in power, and that accounts for their support of the king. Ali Salman, head of Al-Wafaq, the largest opposition group in Bahrain, acknowledges prejudices on both sides. He blames the monarchy for using clever divide-and-rule tactics.
They said to us, these Sunnis are bad people, especially these Ahwan, Brotherhood, and the Salafis. They are bad. We believe on you.
With each group distrusting the other, says Salman, their only connection can be with the royal family. The government denies stoking sectarian differences. Abdul Aziz Al-Khalifa, a second cousin to the king, is a government spokesperson.
We don't have an issue with what sect of the Islam faith differs with the government. The issue is when elements within that movement turn to violence to express their views. And unfortunately, they are political and religious views.
Whatever the source of division, both sides agree it's getting wider. Newly minted human rights activist Jihan Kazaruni does whatever she can to bridge the Sunni-Shia divide. She helped found BRAVO, the Bahrain Rehabilitation and Anti-Violence Organization.
We concentrate now on rehabilitating torture victims physically and psychologically.
Before, if somebody had told you the government here tortures people, what would you have said?
Before, I wouldn't believe it until I saw it with my own eyes, and I documented lots of cases of torturing.
Bravo treats Sunni and Shia without discrimination. Helping such victims is Kazaruni's way of overcoming religious divisions and building a new non-sectarian Bahrain.